Alayla Hahu, Nodashnas Hamelech. Explained yesterday what finally made this happen. Again, the Tfilas of Klai Yisrael, the Messias Nefesh, Esther, Mordechai, the children. Their cry, pure, holy, goes straight up to the Kisei Hadin where Hashem was sitting, and Hashem ends up revoking the whole Gzeira. And Mamish at the same moment is what happens here. And Achashverosh is having his sleep disturbed. Now, Alpiteva, what's going on in Achashverosh's mind? Why is he having trouble sleeping? This day was a very strange day. Esther comes, she invites him to this party. Clearly she has something on her mind, she has something major she wants to ask the king. Fine. But she's inviting Haman. What's going on here? It must be that whatever Esther wants to ask of me, Haman also wants. This is what Achashverosh's mindset. Now, what could Esther and Haman possibly want? Esther is the Malka, right? As the queen, she's entitled to every possible royal privilege. She has all the money she needs. Haman is the second wealthiest man in the whole galaxy. What could they possibly want? So you know what? In the Chinami, they don't want something for themselves. They want something for somebody else. Now who's that somebody else? Achashverosh is tossing, turning some more. And he figures out maybe it's Mordechai. I know that Esther already... I know about the connection between Esther and Mordechai. And apparently Achashverosh is clueless about what's going on between Haman and Mordechai. In the Chinami, Mordechai's not back down to Haman. Everyone knows about this. But why would this be brought to the attention of the king? He's busy on his throne, you know, sipping his martinis. What does he really care what's going on in the courtyard? Don't bother me with the politics. So as far as he's concerned, Haman also wants to ask something, a favor for Mordechai. But that means Mordechai must have done something to warrant such a favor. What could that have been? Oh. So for that reason, he orders his diary brought before him. He wants it read before him. That way, if Mordechai did some favor for me that I didn't pay back, I want to know about it. Why does he want to know about it? This is also important. Because Achashverosh wants to be able to pay his debt, as it were. He wants to reward Mordechai for whatever it was he did. That way, when he goes to the second suitor, Esther and Haman are going to confront him, according to what he thinks. No, Mordechai? And he wants to be able to tell them, I've already paid the debt. He doesn't want to look bad. He's supposed to be the king, right? He's supposed to be tremendously grateful, and of course I always pay back my subjects for every good thing that they did. He wants to look like a dummy that he somehow overlooked something that was done for him. He wants to be ready. So he finds the record of Mordechai that he saved the king's life. Ah, that must be it. That's what they want. Because I didn't, apparently, l'chora, I didn't do anything for him. That's what they want to ask me. So, v'yomar melech, he asks to those who were around him at the time, mind you, this is the middle of the night, ma nasa yakar ugdulo la Mordechai al zeh? The Gro explains, yakar, honor, gdula is money. So, what Achashverosh is asking, what honor and what monetary reward have been given to Mordechai for this? This is going to be very important later. Now, who's around the palace at this time, in the middle of the night? So, our favorite characters of the story, by popular demand, are back. By Yoimru, Nare HaMelech Misharsav, Loi Nasa Imay Davar. The same Nare HaMelech Misharsav, who at on the right time, they were able to guide, they were able to advise Achashverosh about picking the new queen. So here too, they're the ones who are pulling the strings, Kilu. In the Chinami, we don't remember anything. Why was it important that they had to be the ones in the palace? Leti was one of the Sarim who was around when Achashverosh asked his question. So the Sarim were all allied with Haman. They were all anti-Semites. And no doubt he would have said, Your Highness, don't worry about it. I'm sure you did something very wonderful, Mordechai. You gave him a 35-piece band. You put $1 million in his bank account. What didn't you do for him? Go back to sleep. We'll show you the records first thing tomorrow morning, I promise. Sure enough, what the first thing in the morning, this Tsar would have gone to all the government bureaucracies and doctored up all the necessary documents and showed Shiv. Fully paid back. But since these are the Nari Melch Mesharza, they tell the truth. They don't have any qualms here. Vayomer HaMelech Mi VeChotzer. Yes, so Mordechai, I owe Mordechai a favor, yeah? Who's in the courtyard? Why is Achashverosh asking that? Because Achashverosh needs to figure out how he's going to reward Mordechai. So he wants advice, what he should do. He's not going to ask the Nari HaMelech Mesharza what to do, for these simple-minded people are going to tell him, give him a lifetime supply of Carvel ice cream. Yeah. That's not the way you reward a Tsar. You understand? So I need another Tsar who understands, you know, what Shiva's... Oh. The problem is, it's the middle of the night, 5 in the morning, face. What Tsar is going to be up 5 in the morning? The average Tsar doesn't get up to the Sikin, gets up to Chatzos Minyan, right? But lo and behold, Achashverosh, what luck. V'homon ba l'chatzar beis ha-melech ha-chitzayna le'mor la-melech l'slois es Mordechai aloi tashereken loi. Haman was there, first thing in the morning. Why was Haman Taka there? Zeresh had advised him, look, you want to go tell the king tomorrow to hang Mordechai. You're going to be there the first thing in the morning. What do you mean first thing in the morning? I know you don't get up first thing in the morning. Tomorrow you're getting up first thing in the morning. Because if you're not the first one to see the king, someone else will have beaten you to it. For all you know, that other person is a Mordechai man. He's an ally of Mordechai. He will have spoken well about Mordechai, and Achashverosh will no longer be in the mood to kill Mordechai. You have to be the first one there to present your speech and your lies and whatever. That way you'll get the king interested in killing Mordechai. Oh. So that's why Haman was there. And Chazal, interesting, drasha al ha'etz asher heichin loy. What's loy? Loy heichin. He actually prepared it, as we'll see for himself. Vayomru nari ha-melechim elav hine Haman oimed b'chotzer. Vayomru ha-melech yavoy. The nari ha-melech gleefully announce. Why gleefully? We'll see in a moment. Haman is in the chatzah. He's the best person who could possibly know how to reward Mordechai. Now, again, if this was a Tsar who was a friend of Haman, he would notice Haman in the chatzah. The first thing he would do is, Haman, here's a tip. This is not your lucky day. Leave. Come back a different time. But the Nari Melech Mesharsav, again, Haman, dear, your highness. But more than that, Zot the Gemara, that Bemis, the Nari Melech Mesharsav, also hated Mordechai. But they hated Haman worse. The question is why? None of them forcing speak about it. So Shlomo Brev, the Shlita, has his own chiddush here. Why did they hate Haman? Because Haman had instituted this insane decree, everyone has to bow down to him, the Shara Melech. The Bishlamah, one, a guy is there in the Shara Melech face once a month, once a week. It's an inconvenience. These domestic staff, they have to be there all the time. Imagine, Haman struts down the hall to see the king. This guy's polishing the brass, this guy's mopping the floor. Stop what you're doing. Down. Koyrim, that means on the knees, like we learn in Brachos. Mishtachrim, Pishud Yudayim Raglayim, like as if you're doing a push-up. Haman finishes speaking to the king, walks back down the wall. Everyone stop what you're doing. Again, this could happen dozens of times a day, because each time Haman needs to have his ego massaged, so he wants to see these underlings, who he thinks are ants, bow down to him. And the Pashut's sick of it, and they want to get him back. and they say, ooh, this is the best opportunity. Imagine, we see the king wants to reward Mordechai. Haman, we know all about Haman and Mordechai. We know that Haman can't stand Mordechai. Haman is the best person to give you advice, Melech, how to reward Mordechai. Oh, the king orders him to come in. The king, for his part, is wondering, what is Haman doing up so early? Oh, Haman, I knew it. You and Esther Tak are going to ask me about Mordechai. And you're such a zoiz that you're here first thing in the morning to ask Mordechai. Oh, good. Vayavai Haman. Vayavai Amelech. Malasais Ba'ish. Asher Amelech Chafetz Bikoroi. Now remember, before I told you, originally Achashverosh asked, Manasa Yakar U Gedula. Yakar, honor. Gedula is wealth. Apparently, his memory is not so good. And all of a sudden now he says, what is it that I should do for the person who I want to honor? And he doesn't mention Gedula here. This was an incredible nest, says the Gra, because, as we'll see, Haman is going to assume he's referring to Haman himself. Haman would not have made that mistake if Ahasuerus had offered money. You know why? Because Haman, the one thing Haman does not need is money. He's got all the money he needs. He just offered 10,000 shekel kesef, and the king was meichelit, so he still got it in his bank account.
Kikar.
What?
Kikar kesef.
Kikar kesef, right. So this guy is filthy rich, doesn't need money, but now that the king has only specified honor, who is the one person in this kingdom who with Taka is in so much need of honor, but not as much in need of money? That must be me. Again, not the duel, just your car. Yaiser me many. Now, Haman, you know, Shulvig, you're a little bit austere here. You want to kill Mordechai, right? What you should tell, if you have any brains, tell the king, you know, Your Highness. I'll answer your question, but first, there's this important matter I have to tell you about first. Some, you know, citizen who I think should be put to death. But Haman makes a psak in his mind. He has a shaylin halacha now. Which is doicher? Hilchis sinas Mordechai or hilchis kovod atzmi? He paskins kovod atzmi is doicher, so therefore, Mordechai, that will have to wait. Vayomer Haman el ha-melech. And here Haman's imagination goes wild because he figures, in the chenam, I must have my honor. But what honor do I need already? After all, I am the Mishnah Lamelech. So what's the only one thing in honor that Haman's missing? Is being the king himself. So Haman says, I can't obviously tell Achashverosh make him the king, but I could tell him, I want to pretend to be the king. The sick mind. You hear what's going on? But, so that's what Haman is thinking when he advises the king. At least I'll pretend to be king for a day. Bring the royal robes that the king himself wore. The royal steed let be brought. And the royal crown. Take this roll, the horse, the works. Let it be given over. Al Yad Ish Misori Hamelech Apartimim. Let it be given over to one of the king's of royal officials. And who does Haman have in mind? Mordechai. The Obishu Asisha Shamel Chavitz Bikoroi. Let this tsar dress up this other person who the king wants to honor. He'll dress him up in the robe. He'll ride him on the horse throughout all the streets. The call of fun of Kacha Yeyase Elohisha Shamel Chavitz Bikaroi. Now this next pasuk, I think you'll agree with me, we all wish we would be there just to see Haman's reaction. Vayomer HaMelech LaHaman Maher Kachas Elavosh V'Esasosh Kasher Dibarta V'Asekein LeMordechai HaYehudi HaYosha B'Shar HaMelech Al Tapel Dova Mikol Asher Dibarta. Not a single detail should you omit. And the Gemara goes, explains that he tried to first ask, maybe give him this. So Achashverosh says, yeah, do that too. Everything that you mentioned, and do that also. why though did the king have to say maher? Do it quickly. That too is an Amora Dekanes. Had Achashverosh not said maher, so the pshat is do it, not necessarily now, whenever. So Haman would say, okay, but first there's this matter I'd like to bring to the king's attention. And then, of course, he would give him the whole speech, and he would convince Achashverosh to change his mind and to kill Mordechai, and Chas v'Shalom, that would be that. But once Achashverosh says, maher! Maher means if you don't do it right now, you're a Myron for Malchus Chayiv Misa. Haman therefore has no choice. He has to go out and do it. So Vayikach Haman Es Halavush Yes Asos Vayal Beishis Mordechai. The Gemara here tells us a Myron Gazach. Haman goes to look for Mordechai for the third time now in our story. And Mordechai at this time is teaching a bunch of his Talmidim Torah. What Torah? Hilchos Kemitza. Kemitza means when a person brings a carbon mincha, so the kohen takes three fingers full of the mincha, he burns down on his back, and the rest is eaten by the kohanim. Fine. Why? That day was the 16th day of Nisan. The 16th day of Nisan, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, was when you were makriv a special carbon mincha so oimer. So in Yonad Yomer, Mordechai was teaching them those halachas. So Haman approaches. Mordechai sees Haman. Mordechai obviously doesn't know what's in store for him. Mordechai assumes the worst. He thinks Haman is coming to kill him. And he sees him with his horse and everything. And you know, he thinks he's going to be led Chas v'Shalom to his execution. So the first thing he does is tell his talmidim, "Run for your lives! He's coming for me. I don't want you to be caught here also." But they swear, "No, we're not leaving our Rebbe," to get it. So Mordechai, in his next thing, what he does, he goes up to Davin. Mordechai, the Halig of Mispalio, he realized this might be his last chance to Davin. So Haman waits until Mordechai finishes. In the meantime, he tells the Talmidim what were you discussing before. They explain to him, Hilchos Kemitza. So the Gemara has an interesting comment. Your Kemitza pushed aside my 10,000 kikris of silver that I was going to spend on exterminating the Jews. Haman grasped this intuitively. For all the kthira, the Amalekim, they knew about Ruchnis. They knew about HaKadosh Baruch, they knew about Ruchnis, and they were Mechav and Limroid. When Mordechai finishes davening, so Haman finally tells him, "No, wear this, get on the horse, and I have to take you around the streets, etc., etc." So Mordechai decides, "I'm going to have some fun here. Because if this Haman apparently is on his way down, I want to make sure he goes down, down, down." So he tells Haman, "No, I'm very schwach. I'm very weak. I've been fasting. You can't stop give me the royal clothes of the chutzpah pushet in my state. I have to take a bath. I have to take a haircut. Someone says, "Fine." He looks around for a bathhouse attendant. Esther, however, using a shame, makes sure that there are no bathhouse attendants available in the city. Why was that important? If there was even one, he might feel bad for Haman and he'll do it himself. Nope. Haman has to do it himself. He bathes Mordechai himself. Then he's looking around for a barber. And again, us to make sure there are no barbers, Haman has to give him a haircut himself. And Haman is groaning in frustration, and Mordechai says, "You Russia, what are you groaning about? Here I am, I'm the tsar, and I have to give haircuts." He says, "Yeah, well, you were a barber 22 years. So, snip away, fellow. Take a little bit more here, please. What, I want to look nice." Finally comes time to mount him on the horse. "I'm so schwach from fasting, I can't mount the horse myself. Haman, maybe you could crouch me so I could get up on your back." Haman crouches. Mordechai gives him a good kick. Haman says, "Doesn't your Torah say," they knew psukim, Amalek knew all the psukim. When shoots them, they know the psukim. "Doesn't the only Torah say, then foil oivecha al tismach, when you're enemy is falling down, don't be so happy about it." Mordechai says, "Haman, you are an Am HaOretz." That's referring to a Jewish enemy, which whatever, it's, you're not supposed to hate the Jew, but if you see him do an Aveira, and you're machiach him, and he doesn't listen, then it's mutter to hate him. That's what Sinai means. That's by a Jewish Sinai. Oh, but by a Goyish Sinai, we have a different pasuk. It says, V'ata al-bamay semay sidreich. Take that. Oh. So it'll stop here.